Welcome to your AFN Benelux Update. I'm Airman Tori Fleck. 67 years ago this February, the B-17 bomber, the Susan Ruth, crashed near Chimay, Belgium, killing two crew members and leaving the others to fight alongside the Belgian Resistance Army for several months before being executed by the Nazis. Now, the members of the 309th Airlift Squadron, along with many local Belgians, gather at the crash site every year to honor the fallen hero sacrifice. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Dickinson, commander of the 309th Airlift Squadron, says ceremonies like this preserve the sacrifices made during the war.
So it's been 67 years. Pretty soon it's going to be 100 years. And we need to come together as partners and as friends, two nations, to remember not only the Susan Ruth crew, but also the Belgian resistance fighters. So it's just, if we don't come here every year and remember the heroes, this will fade away.
With such a vast military, it can sometimes feel like your voice isn't heard. But there is an organization that allows community members to make change. The Army Family Action Plan brings together all different types of people from any given installation. That includes soldiers, spouses, single soldiers, and, as you often find in Europe, different services entirely. Megan Calero tells us why it's important to be a delegate.
They'll be able to learn and see the behind-the-scenes process of how an installation works, and then formulate realistic and attainable solutions to the problem.
If you want to voice your concerns, get involved, or find out where the nearest AFAP conference is, contact your local Army Community Service office. And for local AFN radio frequencies, visit afneurope.net, click on radio frequencies, and find your community. That's your AFN Benelux Update. I'm Airman Tori Fleck, and thanks for watching.